Recording 4.10.
Welcome to Q&A. With me are Jackie Nash from the National Union of Students, Penny Little, head of Bingham University, and Stuart Downes from the Ministry of Education. Now the first question, please.
Hello, my name's John Davis, and my question is, do you think university education should be free?
Stuart Downes, what do you think?
I'm sorry, I don't agree. Universities need more money, as we know, and students get good jobs when they leave university. So, they should all pay.
I'm not sure about that. I don't think everyone should pay. I didn't have to pay for my university education, and neither did you, Stuart.
But there are many more students now than there were 20 years ago, Penny. It's impossible for the government to pay for everyone.
Yes, maybe you're right. But I think the government should help people who haven't got the money to pay.
What about you, Jackie? Do you think students should pay?
No, definitely not. The government can always find money to pay for wars, so why can't they find money to educate the young people of Britain?
So do you think that universities in the future will only be for rich people?
Yes, definitely. That's what's happening now.
I agree with Jackie. That's why we have to help students from poor families to go to university.
Do you agree with that, Stuart?
Yes, I think so. We can help them, certainly. But I don't think the government should pay for everything. The students should pay something too.
What do you think, Mr. Davis? Should universities be free for everyone?
No, I don't think so. I didn't go to university, and I don't earn much money. Why should I pay for someone to become a doctor or a lawyer and watch them get rich?
Thank you, Mr. Davis. And the next question. Yes, the lady in the front row.